Hello, hello, everybody. This is Greg Verga here on Unfinished Music at msonewsports.com here from Beachbrook Studios. And today we are joined by Delvis, also known as Dennis Dulong. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Greg.
Well, thank you for coming. Why don't we jump right into a tune and then we'll have a nice chat for the next 59 minutes or so.
Sure.
So what are you going to play for us?
This song's here called, it's called Fallen Leaves.
All right. Fallen Leaves by Delvis.
Fallen leaves, broken dreams, are all I see, are all I see. Winds that blow but never cease, let me be, let me be.
Job. There a story behind this tune?
Well, this tune here was inspired by the Fallen Leaves initially, and I just kind of took it where it took me. It kind of like wrote itself.
All right.
In a sense.
No.
At the time, maybe I felt my dreams weren't getting realized just yet, but I think I'm getting closer to them.
All right.
So Fall isn't so melancholy for you now?
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Okay, because it's kind of a
little melancholy.
A sad song, yeah.
A little bit, but I think I tried at the end to kind of bring it up a little bit, you know, Sun That Shines.
End on a high note, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You did. Yes, you did.
You know what I'm saying? So I tried to, try to make things a little bit brighter towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a fall person? I know that, like, I can't stand the fall because of winter is right behind it, and but I know Rick loves winter because he wants to get skiing. But me, if it never snowed again, I would be a pretty happy guy.
Move to Florida.
I agree with Greg.
Move to Florida.
I do love fall. I have to say I love fall, but not a winter fan.
So what were the circumstances of your life at that time? What dreams unfulfilled? Was that romance? Was that career? Something else? Or just art, inspired art?
Could have been a little both, with a little, you know, art sprinkled in there, imagination sprinkled in there, mm-hmm. you know? Not completely autobiographical.
Okay, but, cool.
All right, so why don't you give us I was just muting your guitar so we don't have that clanging through the interview portion here. So remind me to turn it back on when you play another song, because
sure,
I've done
sure.
that before. At any rate, so why don't you tell people a bit about yourself, you know, how you got your start and what your goals are for the short and long term.
Sure. Well, back in 95, I had a good friend of mine since like kindergarten who was in a band. And they invited me over to just to hang out and check things out. And they were jamming there, and I just grabbed the mic and started messing around with melodies just off the top of my head. And about a week later or so, they came up to me and said, "Hey, you're the lead singer." So it was a complete surprise. It kind of just came to me, like out of the blue, almost, you know.
Were you a guitar player at the time, or just nothing?
At the time, I wasn't. No, I hadn't played guitar at all. I was just singing.
So no other no piano or recorder or anything like that?
Nothing. No. Nope.
Wow.
No.
Triangle?
Triangle. A little bit of triangle.
Yeah.
That's
little
my
bit of
instrument of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of, you know, you flick your
there you go. Wow.
Cheek there. You know, I was doing a little bit of that.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to UMass Dartmouth. Originally, you know, I went to all the Salem schools.
Mm-hmm.
Salem Public Schools. Salem, Mass. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to UMass Dartmouth. Yeah.
What'd you major in?
Nursing. I'm actually working as a nurse now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where?
I do home care. Private care.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, God knows we need that.
Yep.
I would think, now, you know, this is a question I haven't asked many of the artists we've had. I don't think I've asked anybody, but how your professional life, your day job, so to speak, influences the creativity or influences the art. Because, you know, we've had different guys come in here who are full-time musicians. Most are not. Most haven't been.
Right.
And I understand how difficult it is. But most have day jobs, and I would think, I hope I'm not barking up a wrong tree here, but your profession in particular might lend you to go one of two ways. Either it would put inspiration into your songs or make you look elsewhere.
Well, I was a little while back, probably about, 5 or so months ago, I was taking care of a girl. She was, 7, 8, I believe. And she was really, really sick, and she had passed. And I got inspired to write a song about it. And actually, prior to her passing, I had the song title popped in my head. I don't want to say any names or anything,
sure.
Just for confidential reasons and stuff.
Of course.
But when she had passed, I said it really hit me in the heart and the head, and I said I got to finish the song for her. You know, so I've got that. I mean, it's a concrete example right there that it. It did directly influence my art.
I don't want to go down a road that nobody wants to go down,
yep.
but that sounds to me like it's cathartic isn't the right word, but as you just mentioned, it honors her memory. And is it a little peaceful for you in that, you knew this girl so well?
Yep. Very much so. I feel that it can help. Even if it help just a little bit more to keep her memory alive, then I feel it's worth it.
Wonderful.
You know?
Wonderful. Good for you.
And I haven't even shared it with her parents yet. I feel like I almost need to kind of give it like another year or something. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
That's
what
my gut tells me. Part of me also says maybe perhaps sooner it could help them, but
right.
I just it's kind of...
Well, you go with your training and instinct on that one.
Yeah.
If your gut's telling you to hold off, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, and you had mentioned when we were setting up and doing soundcheck that you do some music therapy, too.
Yes.
Can
yeah.
Talk about that a little?
I do. Every 2 weeks, I play at a group home for disabled individuals. And so they love it. You know,
absolutely.
I go there for an hour, and I do that for them. And also, I have a lead on another group home that I'm working on, and hopefully I'll be singing there, too. So doing some music therapy. And also, doing private care, there's nursing, there's extra time. So there is a couple clients where I do music all the time for them. So I see them once a week, another one twice a week.
Wow.
So any extra time that I got, I'll make sure I squeeze it in there. So.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned before we got started, that my wife and my daughter are both nurses, and three of my wife's aunts are nurses, and her grandmother who passed was also a nurse. So it's a noble profession and something I wouldn't have no interest in doing because I don't want to see body fluids. But, but that being said, someone's got to do it, and I'm glad you're doing it. I would say it's the, again, but sort of back
did you,
to...
Did you ever see Dr. Strangelove,
the movie? Of course I did,
okay,
yes.
Precious bodily fluids. Sterling Hayden, of all people, from Gloucester.
Great, great movie. And I love the parts that were played by, what's his name?
Peter Sellers. Yeah.
The multiple parts. Sort of to what Rick was talking about in terms of the day job versus the night job, the flexibility, I would say, because it's not a regular 9-to-5 job.
It's not, yeah. So this position is cool where I can switch things around a lot easier than a hospital situation.
Right, right.
So, so that's great. You know, sometimes, you know, if I need to go in an hour later, then in the morning, then I can stay an hour later on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that works out good.
Excellent. And what it allows you to do is get some songs recorded, and that's a perfect segue into one of the recordings. So we talked before, we're going to go out with Time to Disarm. So of the other three you sent, what would you like to kick off the recordings with?
How about Work It Out?
Work It Out, okay. It's Work It Out by Delvis.
South America town, working in the oil fields for the black gold underground. The Spanish that he spoke was enough to get him by, and the contraband whiskey was enough to get him high. Working all day was his only when things weren't so good, he knew that he could work it out, work it out. He came from California, just a gringo from the north, looking for his soul in the way that folks do most. Work he really loved, it was his kind of fun. Rising for the sun rose up before the day begun. Working all day was his only way when things weren't so good. Never spoke of money as if it were his goal. A life of leisure for one day was not his kind of role. Money bought him time just to keep things on the run. Work was something to be doing, but never to be done. Working all day was his only way when things weren't so good. He knew that he could work it out, work it out. Working all day was his only way when things weren't so good.
All right.
All the voices on that. All the voices on Working On. Are you?
No, actually, I'm doing the lead. My friend Doug Qualler, who's a great producer, he works at a studio called Hollow Body Studio. He owns it. What he does is, I went in there with my acoustic, strummed it, sang it, and then he put all the embellishments on it.
Oh, wow.
He put the electric guitar, he put the drums,
great
the
mix,
bass.
Yeah.
He put the harmony vocals. He really laid them on there.
Did you play it with a click track?
No, not a click. I just did it straight.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny, I thought about doing a click, but... Yeah.
So how many voices were in the chorus? His voice and then just dubbed over and over?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know, because I wasn't there when he recorded that part. You know, he
sounded like at least three or four.
Yeah. He took it, did his thing, and sent it back.
All right, so what's the genesis of Work It Out?
Well, this is an interesting little project I'm doing. I usually write my songs by myself, but this one I'm collaborating with my wife's cousin's husband. One day we were at a family party, long story short, and he found out I was a musician. He said he had tons of lyrics that was been sitting around for like 30 years. So he sent me like this whole like stack of lyrics, and I've been just writing away, you know, since like 2011. we're almost up to like 14 songs right now.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing it. We're going to be releasing an album in the winter. We're hoping in the winter at this point. And that's one of them.
Now, when you say he wrote lyrics, did he write this stuff as poetry, or did he write it intended to look for someone to write the music?
Yeah, specifically he wrote it as songs, because he has a website, and on the website he has a song section specifically and poetry section.
Wow.
So
cool.
And it's funny, I've been thinking about diving into his poetry section and seeing if I can maybe, you know, figure them out as songs. Maybe I can kind of like twist them into songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm having a
that'll be another project, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm having a great time with it. You know, I have more respect for, like, you know, Bernie Taupin and Elton John. You know how they do, because I think that's how they do it. He just sends them the lyric, and Elton John just.
Well, it sounds like a new step in the creative process, something that you hadn't done before, but say, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Now, and does it come together as a vision? How does that work when you collaborate?
With that, he'll send me the lyrics, and I'll do it on my own. That's kind of how I work. Like, I'll look at it. One of them songs on the list that Greg has, that we'll probably play a little bit later, is called Alone Out Here. And that thing was sitting around for like 4 years until one day at Thanksgiving party, he's like, well, this is how the verse should go. And he sang me the verse, and I took that. And I did. I kept his melody in the verse, and I just added I added the melody to the chorus. So that one was even more of a collaboration and musically for him. Usually he doesn't do any of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And sometimes I'll tweak words here or there or add words. Just a little bit, but for the most part, like 90 to 95% of the words are his.
So we had started. I guess there's a gap in the biography here, because we jumped around. But you mentioned you went and sang with your buddy from kindergarten, and at that point you weren't a musician. So how did you? I assume singing in the band's like, yeah, I think I should pick up the guitar.
That's how it happened. And I started playing "Come As You Are" from Nirvana, and at the time, you know, they were the big thing, and. I did some, basically I would get like a tab book, and I would just say to myself, you know, which songs do I love to learn? Which songs would I want to learn? You know, and I would just kind of learn chord by chord, and that's how it happened, really.
One of the things I like when we do this is we've met so many people who, everybody has brought in original music, and every now and then you'll hear an influence, but for the most part, the sound, and I guess the lyrics as well, probably more so, but the sound itself is almost unique to the artist and to the people who have come in here. But every now and then, you hear this little influence, and you've got influences all over the place. And how does that work into your writing the songs, writing the music itself, or does it?
I'd say it would probably, you know, sneak in there subconsciously. You know, sometimes I'll be messing with the song, you know, writing a song, and I'll be like, you know, that sounds like something. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is. And the old rule of thumb is, if you can't figure out what it is, then you're not plagiarizing it.
Okay.
There you go. You know, yeah. I mean, sometimes when I sing, I'll be like, you know, that kind of sounds like Tom Petty. But, you know, that just happens, you know, that or Neil Young. Those are one of my two biggest influences.
Well, that's the one it was Tom Petty I was trying to think of on the song we just played. There was that little influence. It wasn't throughout it, but it was here and there. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's cool.
I mean, everybody is influenced by something. As we saw with the big lawsuit with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page over Stairway to Heaven, that it's... They prevailed because they were accused of plagiarizing some band that came and went in the 70s.
But they took that song from a 1400s I forget what it's called.
Something from the Middle Ages. Yeah, right.
Ballad over
there, but basically the judge was saying there's just so many chord progression. You can't copyright a chord progression. So same thing, because I mean I've had a few where I'll write something, I'll record it, and I'll send it to my pal Paul, who writes with me, and every once in a while I'll say, "That sounds just like," and he'll say a specific song, and I'm like, "Oh shit, it does." But then that's when you just go, and I think of when George Harrison got sued for "My Sweet Lord,"
yeah.
And John Lennon was saying, and a few years later, all he had to do was adjust a chord a little bit, you know, and that's what I do.
John Fogerty got sued by Creedence for
he gave up all the rights to get out of a contract. Yeah.
He got sued for plagiarizing a song that he wrote.
Right. Unbelievable. Well, that actually brings to mind, I'll find myself, you know, regurgitating something that I've done, like even if it's, you know, a certain chord progression or whatever. Yeah,
but that's not unusual. Lately, in the last couple of years, I'm into Beethoven symphonies right now.
Oh, me too. I've been listening to it.
Okay,
too. Yeah, that's
funny.
But yeah.
Check it out. Yeah. And some of his songs, some of the movements,
yeah.
from one symphony to another one down the road, you say, wait a minute, that was just in the second symphony. It's there. So yeah. So you're in good company, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And the thing is, if it works, you know.
It works. That's kind of my rule of thumb, you know. If it works, it works.
Well, do you have something that works that you might want to play for us now?
Sure. This is actually another song I've co-written. This is an interesting story. It's a long story, so I'll just get to the chase. Basically, it's another person that I took the lyrics to and wrote a song. And this particular song is called...
Just get close to the mic, because...
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. This particular song is called "Your Dream's a Song."
Your dream's a song? Like your dream is a song? Okay.
And, well, here we go. Through the mist it appears, a ghostly dream now in sight. Closer and closer it nears, ending your fears with its light. Like a rainbow high in the sky, your dream at the end, don't let it go by. Keep the glow in your heart, keep your dream, don't let it depart. 'Cause your dream's a song, a beautiful tune, a butterfly from its cocoon. So knock at the door to find your dream. Miracles of life, then you will see. Your dream's a song, your dream's a symphony. The path you walk is what you think. Keep your dream, that is the link. Search for your dream from dusk till dawn. You'll find it there beyond. 'Cause your dream's a song, a beautiful tune, a butterfly from its cocoon. So knock at the door to find your dream. Miracles of life, then you will see. Your dream's a song, your dream's a symphony. Oh, everybody has a dream, but most won't find it, it seems. Hearing the voices of gloom, they quit their journey too soon. Oh, there is a glass for you to pass through, where your dream reflections come true. Yes, there is a glass for you to pass through, where your dream reflections come true. True. Oh, keep
and thrive. Listen to your heart, your threshold of love to impart. Oh, your dream's a song, a beautiful tune, a butterfly from its cocoon. So knock at the door to find your dream. Miracles of life, then you will see. Your dream's a song, your dream's a symphony. 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 Up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams.
Excellent. Your Dream's a Song by Delvis.
That's awesome. That is
thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So much to say about that one, but you're not going to like this, but you need a symphony behind you. That's what you need, and a chorus. I mean, that is really inspiring.
Thank you so much. That's the purpose of that one, is to
it really
lift
is.
People up.
It really does. And
believe in themselves.
I love the way that you married a dream with a song. It's funny, the Moody Blues do the opposite. They put the word dreams in their songs. But you do the opposite. The focus is different. And what I like, for me, it just conjured for me the fact that you want to keep, there might be a dream alive, something that I've always wanted to do or something you envision. And that may change from time to time. So does the music. Music is something that you might have a particular song that you fall back on for whatever. You know, we all have favorites.
Yep.
But every time you listen to it, It's a little bit different. So much stuff on that one. Now, when did you write that?
This one, this has been an interesting collaboration. He sent it, I'd say, maybe 3 months ago or so, and I've just been kind of picking away at it, you know? Okay. Like, for instance, at the beginning of it, with the chorus, at the end, I had, you know, your dream's a song, your dream will set you free, or something like that. But I'm like, you know, that's too cliche or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's funny that you mentioned the Moody Blues, because when he sent me the email, he said, well, here are the lyrics. Think Days of Future Past.
Yeah. Well, that's where I was, as a matter of fact.
And you know, and so I never really listened to Moody Blues that much. I know they had some cool songs, whatever. I just never dived into them, you know, as much as Petty or any my other favorites or whatever. But so I've dived into them. I'm like a huge Moody Blues fan now.
Like the way that they use their voices as instruments when they do a lot of humming, like that would gotta have a chorus.
It could be
symphony.
Totally layered.
Oh,
yeah,
my
this
word.
This song is gonna be layered like crazy. Actually, the guy that sent the lyrics, he knows somebody that's in a Moody Blues cover band, like full on.
There you go. See, okay,
yeah. So he's gonna get that guy to put strings. He already listened to it. And he really likes it. So he's gonna work out a string arrangement. He's already ideas.
I'm totally a fan of yours now, because Moody's are my favorite, so that works.
Yeah,
that's cool. Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Excellent. And I just have to say, Dennis, Delphus,
yeah?
Big Brother is watching, because I took photos of you during the first song you played for us, and I just saw a message on my phone saying, do you want to send Dennis these photos? So somehow interweb world recognized you and said that he's a friend of mine and that I should send you the photos. So that's just so you know, you're on the grid.
Well, there we go. Awesome.
Now, in terms of creating, the song also evokes something else that happens to me as a math teacher. When I was taking math courses, sometimes I would get stuck. Most recent time I got stuck on a problem taking a graduate math course, worked for 22 hours on the problem, couldn't get it. Then all of a sudden, one night I woke up 3 a.m., you know, bolt upright, slap my forehead, and like, oh, you stupid ass, there it is. wasn't a dream. It was not a dream. It was the subconscious working on it.
Yeah.
And for me, creativity happens for me when I'm working on something and can't get it, thinking of it consciously. Then I go out for a run, and it comes. Now,
pops in your head.
Are there processes for you where you're trying to work on something and you don't have it, but then you get it later?
Oh, definitely. And this song is a perfect example, because at the end of the chorus, you know, like I had said, it was your dream's a song, your dream will set you free. You know, I just thought that was too cliche, but then I mulled over it, and like you said, I took some space from it, and then I was torn with it. I thought of it: your dream's a song, your dream's a symphony. You know, if you think of the Moody Blues, there you go. You know, so not just a song, it's a symphony. I just thought that really hammered it home. Like the chorus is like, I feel set in stone, but it's funny, towards the end of it, when I do those little changes and it breaks down a little bit, I'm still on the fence with it. I don't even know if it's done yet, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it could be done. You know, we're definitely getting there. I think we're like 95% there. He's got to toy with it a little bit, I think, and we'll see what he does. And he's a great songwriter, this guy. So he has some bunch of other tunes.
Well, you guys, good collaboration. That's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, it's all about working together, right? So, but the result is obviously, from what we're hearing today, excellent. But
thank you.
Why don't we hit up some more of your work here?
Sure.
You want to do Gunshot Carousel?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes.
Hold on. I have Gunshot with Band. Is that?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's the final name is Gunshot with Band, but the song title is Gunshot Carousel.
Yeah, that was like.
I went looking for a singer that I'd known throughout my youth, and I heard no one could find him, it just wasn't any use. Call your search off, I was told, hear the tolling of the bell. The singer that you want now rides the Gunshot Carousel. Famous names and unknown faces ride the carousel all day. 'Cause the fare's the same for all when the gunmen have their way. Watch your step now, choose your mount, sings the tolling of the bell. Making room for more riders on the Gunshot Carousel. Carousel goes round and round. Carousel is nowhere bound. Riders' voices lost the sound, singing nothing where nothing's found. Gone forever to a gun on the darkest ride in town. All right. Carousel, no one can see or hear. Those who cry in desperation, this fog is only fear. So free the horses, drop your guns, stop the tolling of the bell. A finger points to you who run the Gunshot Carousel. Carousel. Carousel.
All right. tonight, Gunshot Carousel by Delvis. And quick station ID here. This is Greg Virg along with Rick Moore on Unfinished Music that you can find at www.msodusports.com. And we're going out to you live, unless you're listening tomorrow, from Beachbrook Studios. So why don't we talk a bit about Gunshot Carousel?
Sure. Well, Gunshot's another song that I had gotten the lyrics from my wife's cousin's husband. And that particular tune was inspired by the shooting of John Lennon, actually. Mm-hmm. In the first verse, he's talking, you know, I'm looking for a singer I've known throughout my youth, but they told me, you know, he can't be found because he's on the Gunshot Carousel. So I think that's how he dealt with it, you know, because he's really affected by that, and I'm sure you remember it, Rick, yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe remember
I was
the day,
watching football, you know, that night, yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he got, yeah, so he had to get out of his system, you know, and he had those lyrics down, and if I look on the lyric sheet, it says 1985. You know, so yeah. It's set around there.
It was Monday Night Football, and Howard Cosell made the announcement. I'm sure you guys have seen it on YouTube since then. But I remember watching the game and thinking, it was in December, I believe,
December 8th.
First week of December.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was surreal.
Yep.
The production on that is pretty amazing. Tell me about the musicianship on that.
That's once again, that's Doug Quatler at Hollow Body Studios. And actually, that song's not even done. So as you can hear, there's no background vocals on it. So Doug's gonna put we're looking forward to having Doug put the background vocals, possibly, maybe an organ. I don't know if that's gonna fit, but definitely background vocals on the chorus. I can already hear the harmonies. So
and you had several guitars. I mean, you had a bass and some other guitar in there.
Oh yeah, yep. My friend Fran McConville, great lead guitarist. I've been playing with Fran since I was. Probably since 97, I would say. I remember seeing him playing in his high school band, and me thinking to myself, wow, I gotta jam with this guy at some point, you know. And it happened. We met a couple years later, and, you know, I was in college at the time, but I was home for the summer, and we just started jamming, and we got, I don't know, this great, like, connection, cosmic music connection.
Cool.
So, and he does a lead solo on that one.
You mentioned during the break here, while the song was on, your collaborator, doesn't live in Salem, or?
Oh yeah, this is the other collaborator. His name is Ted Snyder. Actually, he lives in Hawaii. He was the writer of the Your Dreams a Song, the one that I
this,
played.
Well, so with technology, isn't it great how you can do this?
Yep, he just sends him via email and just shoot him right back. And so,
do you do samples like up on SoundCloud or something or other, back and forth, or?
I don't do SoundCloud. I just do email, just regular email. But I am gonna multi-track it soon, and hopefully he's gonna put more of his thoughts on it, and perhaps work out certain sections a little bit more, fine-tune things. But it's just about there.
What format do you send it in? A song, an email?
Just from my iPhone. I'll record it on my iPhone, and then just there's a little
memo iPhone
section
was,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a memo section there, and I'll just send it with that.
Okay, because when we started MSO News Sports, it was more stuff online back in 04, 03, before we started broadcasting live. And a friend of mine who was at the radio station used to email me two-minute sportscasts every day that I would post on my website. And those two-minute sportscasts would take about a half an hour to download via email.
Wow.
So I'm always – it's amazing how the technology can – you can go around the world now in seconds.
So I'd guess if you're going to be recording here and he's recording there, it'll be – you can do like send Pro Tool files over Dropbox or
– Yeah. We haven't come to the point where we know how we're going to do it yet, you know. That's still up in the air. So as far
one
as
step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time. As far as we just want to get the song right where it kind of needs to be. You know, mm-hmm. We don't want to overdo it, but we don't want to underdo it. We kind of just want it to be right there.
So who's in Hawaii? Is it your wife's relative?
No, this is the other guy. Ted Snyder is in. He's not my wife's relative.
But
the other guy lives in Brookline.
But a trip to Hawaii might be necessary professionally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might.
It would be considered a business expense. So you can write it off.
That's it.
Well, we've got some time here. You want to hit up another live song?
Sure.
All right. This time I'll make sure your guitar is on, and I'll give you a little reverb. And whenever you're ready, what are we going to try this time?
Well, I have another seasonal song.
Oh, nice.
It's not autumn just yet, but this song is called Autumn in New England.
Autumn in New England by Delvis, live from Beachbrook Studio.
leaves are multicolored, flocks are flying south, air is growing colder, change is here, no doubt. Summer has retreated.
Oops, do you mind if I start from the top, guys? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We have no rules here.
No.
Okay.
This is great about live radio.
Yeah, you could swear if you want to, but not a lot.
Okay, wait. Can I interrupt you without messing
sure,
you up?
Sure. I'm okay. Sorry, guys.
Back to the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
They had broken up in the 70s. They got back together in 1981. First concert I ever went to was the old Boston Garden. Smoke filled everything else, right? They started The Voice, which was their hit song at that time.
Oh, great song, yeah.
Their first performance back together in 1981 after 5 years apart, okay? Justin Hayward did the exact same thing you just did. He got really pissed off because they were offbeat and everything else, and he said, stop. And he said to the rest of us out there, he said, we're going to get this right, so hold
that's right,
on.
That's right.
And he, so.
I think it's worth it, you know?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go, guys.
Take two.
Leaves are multicolored, flocks are flying south, air is growing colder, change is here, no doubt. Summer has retreated, won't be back until next year. It feels just like a lifetime when you're filled with fear. Oh, it's autumn in New England, autumn in New England, it's autumn in New England, so the winter's on its way. Kids are carving pumpkins, Hallow's Eve is near, ghosts are haunting homes when we are not aware. There's something about the season that puts a spell on me and makes me wonder, would the Puritans agree? Oh, it's autumn in New England, autumn in New England, it's autumn in New England, so the winter's on its way. Seasons come and seasons go, life and death within the flow. So do what you can do right now, because the past will let you down. Time is marching onward, but time it just stands still. Colonial curses strike when there's a chill. Redcoats never waver on the raging sea. Their muskets are still firing, trapped in history. Oh, it's autumn in New England, autumn in New England, it's autumn in New England, so the winter's on its way. Yes, the winter's on its way. Oh, the winter's on its way.
All right, winter's on its way. That's too bad, but autumn in New England's not so bad. Now a lot of themes that might be very relevant to your hometown.
Yes.
Oh, let me get your reverb off. The all those years I went to Salem State, I used to dread the whole month of October.
What is wrong with you?
Well, just the traffic in Salem, trying to get from here.
Oh, that's another story. Oh yeah, forget it. You don't go through. What was I thinking?
I had no choice. They didn't cancel classes for a month.
Well, they should.
Okay, I'll put a note into the new, actually the new president, isn't he on your website?
Yes, he is.
So, there's probably a story behind the song.
Well, with this song, I think the story is I just had a title, and Autumn in New England, it just kind of had, I felt like a little bit of a flow, and so I just started with the first verse, and it just kind of took it where it was going, you know. Sometimes, I guess they say, you know, some songwriters will say that, you know, the song kind of wrote itself. I think this is one of them. It's a little bit out of my box. To be honest, sometimes I don't even know what the heck I'm singing about in this song, but I think it does have some type of a vibe, you know, that I liked about it. So I just kept going with it because a lot of times I won't finish songs. Or they'll just be unfinished for like 5 years or whatnot, or even longer. But some songs, for whatever reason, are destined to be finished.
Yeah, it took me to a very unexpected place, I got to tell you, when you started, you know, getting into the colonial thing and the curse and so. But here we are by a cemetery out here in the fall. So it all kind of fits. And it's funny, in this part of the woods, the Puritan effect, you know, the Puritan ethic and the Puritan guilt, all of that. So it does sort of rise up this time of year, doesn't it?
All right. Do we have want us to play Alone Out Here?
That'd be super, yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. And we got time for that and some more chat, live song, and then we'll go out on that last one.
Sounds good.
Working odd jobs for my dad this summer. Larry's in a band as a part-time drummer. Together we stand late at night, waiting for our girls at the corner light. Jenny's got the car, Lucy's got the brains. They both work together in the fast food chain. Alone out here, nothing to fear. Free for a while to the new school year. Summer's the season for teenage freedom. We do what we want for whatever reason. Mother wrings her hands, dad's up late. We promise, we swear we'll come home straight. So don't be waiting up, we won't be far. Larry's making out and I'm just counting the stars. Alone out here, nothing to fear. Free for a while to the new school year. I said alone out here, nothing to fear. Free for a while on the old frontier. Sensations, making the most of the school vacation. Lucy's out of love, Jenny's out of touch. I don't get enough and Larry gets too much. Alone out here, nothing to fear. Free for a while to the new school year. I said alone out here, nothing to fear. Free for a while on the old frontier.
All right, That was Alone Out Here by Delvis, and this is Greg Virgo along with Rick Moore on Unfinished Music at msonewsports.com. Rick, you look like
a little country flavor, a little Tom Petty to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's funny, for whatever reason, I think of like a do-si-do kind of thing, you know? it just kind of how it came out, you know?
It's a foot stomper.
Yep, definitely. I had spoken about a song where my wife's cousin had sang the verse a little bit. That was a tune where he gave me the music for the verses, and then I just created the Alone Out Here chorus there. You know, he had the lyrics already, but I altered the lyrics a little bit, but I put the melody to the chorus.
Like it. Very nice.
Was a very genuine collaboration there, yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Well, we're going to do a final live song.
Sure, yeah. We can do that, and then... Time to end it up?
Yeah, we'll have some time to chat.
Sure.
We don't pull the plug at 4. We don't have to. I mean, we have a few minutes, so we'll play a live song, chat, outro, and then we'll part ways. So what are we going to do here?
This song's called The Poet.
The Poet by Delvis.
A few years back, there was a guy who was jailed for, I'm not exactly sure of the country, because this is written by my wife's cousin once again. This guy was jailed just for writing poetry that was against the... establishment, and since released, but at the time when he wrote this, he was still jailed. So.
Well, that could happen here anytime soon, you know, if you're right against this establishment. Anyway.
So, yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to get these kind of tunes out there to, you know, bring awareness here. Here we go. It's called The Poet.
Poet wrote a poem and scared the ruling class, who put their hands to their ears to stop his harmless blast. "100 words in Arabic from a man you cannot own. Why can't you hear it as a man and forget your royal throne? You hold the man in darkness, you keep him without right. But as you lay to sleep, as you slumber through the night, in your world so soft and fair, please ask your conscience if you dare, why must you keep him there? Why must you keep him there? If you think you'll hide the truth, well, sir, you're out of luck. The poet cannot speak, but his poem flies from your clutch. You hold the man in darkness, you keep him without light. But as you lay to sleep, as you slumber through the night, in your world so soft and fair, please ask your conscience if you dare, why must you keep him there? Why must you keep him there? Speaks truth to power, why is it hard to hear? You risk your faith in God when you listen to your fear.
Wow, deep.
You hold the man in darkness, you keep him without right. But as you lay to sleep, as you slumber through the night, in your world so soft and fair, please ask your conscience if you dare. You hold the man in darkness, you keep him without right. But as you lay to sleep, as you slumber through the night, in your world so soft and fair, please ask your conscience if you dare, why must you keep him there? Why must you keep him there? Why must you keep him there? Why must you keep him there?
So that was the ending.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess him up.
That,
controlled fury, man. That is controlled fury. You listen to the words, you listen to the way they're delivered, and I'm thinking, I'm screaming, right?
Yeah.
I'm screaming. I'm raging inside. Yeah, wow, that's really different.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I did with my premature comments. It is deep. It
that's
really
all right.
is.
It's
it
okay.
is.
I don't mind at all.
I mean, it's just scary to think of. And I said semi jokingly about where we are in this political climate here in the U.S. But you know, there are people who would happily throw you in jail. You know, if you disagree with what they're talking about. I'm not talking about the Nazis or any of that crazy baloney. But I'm just talking about just any political stand, whether it's global warming is real or is not. You know, the sides are so polarized that they would just love to see, you know, secret police going around rounding people up. So.
It's scary climate we live in.
Yeah, but not climate change, because that's not real.
Yeah.
Science. Okay. Do you do gigs in the area, performances and so on?
I do. Not as often now that I have a 2 and a 4-year-old.
The
sleep times are a little tricky. Tricky, you know. But I do have one coming up September 21st at the Salem Mass Farmers Market from 3:30 to 5:30, I believe. Could be 4 to 6. But
and coincidentally enough, that's the last day of summer.
Oh, I know.
So all those songs that are going to fit right in.
That's right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
And you have played at the Mile Market. I'm sure you'll be back.
I have, yes. Yep. Dan King's got me a couple shows there. Yep.
And Dan King got us connected.
That's
so,
right.
Thank you so much,
that's
Dan,
right.
for that.
That's right.
So certainly give any plugs to whatever you have going on, where people can find your music. I know there's a lot on YouTube. Anything else you have out there?
Yeah, YouTube you can find tunes. But there's a funny thing. There is a Delvis from Belgium. it's kind of like on a side story here. I have it's called TuneCore, basically, where you can buy my CD. That's a TuneCore. So you can find it you can find my CD that I recorded a few years back. It's called The Road Is My Home, and that's on, iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, and you'll find it there. But long story short, so this guy, me and my wife check the account every so often. One day we go in there. I sold 20 CDs in Belgium. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So, yeah, you can see where this story's going, right?
Okay.
So I do some investigating and find out there's a Delvis in Belgium. And they were all, you know, so I'm like, hey, all right, I'll take the $200 or whatever it was.
Jeez.
Well, you know, Jerry Lewis is big in France. Maybe you'll be big in Belgium.
That's
you know,
it
could work.
That's
it could work.
So right now, the only gig I have coming up is that one, September 21st. I'm hoping to land some more coming up, but... For now, that's what I'm doing. And one of the big things going on is the recording of that album. A lot of these songs I sang today were co-written, actually, just because I'm really proud of them lately. The one I just sang was from my wife's cousin, too. His name is Bob Armel, and he's written most of the songs that we've been playing,
mm-hmm.
actually from CD, from MP3 form or whatever.
Great. So when is the projected release date, or I guess you have to have a projected start date before you have a release date, but what would you like to do?
I would say I don't foresee it happening in the fall. I would say there's some personal things going on, not to get in detail, nothing I could talk about on the air here, but I think just because of those types of things going on, I think by winter would be best
to start
at some point. Yeah, to have the release thing.
Oh, to have it released, okay.
Yeah. When you say start, I'm sorry.
To start the recording process.
Oh, the recording process hasn't started.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
We just need to do a lot of overdubs. I'm going to redo the vocals on a few of them because I did them live. And we're going to try to, have me go in there and really, close my eyes and get the ultimate take.
All right. Well, great. We'd love to have you back when you have the CD to promote. And,
thank you.
That'd be awesome.
And, thank you.
Little quick housekeeping coming up next. First of all, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Rick.
Great meeting you. I already started the music. Let me stop it again. You know, this is live radio. It's always interesting. You never know what button I'm going to push wrong.
No,
go ahead.
That's all right. No. So thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing this the stuff that you've got in the works. But again, Greg Berger, along with Rick Moore, and our guest today was Delvis here on Unfinished Music at www.newmsonewsports.com from Beachbrook Studio. On September 27th, we'll have Jack and Katie of the Jackals in here live, and followed by, on October 11th, Chelsea Berry, who just released her fourth studio album, Wanderbird, on September 1st. So we're looking forward to that, and got a couple shows still to book before Thanksgiving. Then we'll be taking our usual break till after New Year's. But if you have any ideas or for guests, let us know. Check us out on Facebook. And we're going to go out with a song called Time to Disarm. Again, another one relevant to today's news.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Elvis.
Insulting nature, built to devour. We let bombers fly high in the sky over us. We put people in power, we give them our trust. But how can we tell from their television eyes that the mission they're on is for saving lives? Oh, where is the will to stop building the bomb? Why can't we see it's time to disarm? All that power and wealth may be shiny and bold, and everyone's dream should be free to unfold. But oligarchs and patriarchs got us onto the teeth. Cartoon and planet Earth with unreal belief. Oh, where is the will to stop building the bomb? Why can't we see it's time to disarm? So for millions of years we might come down to this, a goodbye to God with a nuclear kiss. The devil will greet us, all hell will break loose. Sowing nuclear seed to reap nuclear fruit. Time to decide.